The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype, our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you just have to send us a request on that, and then we'll approve it, and then you can give us a call. The audio quality is significantly better on Skype, but certainly, you know, call us at 855-450-FREE or Skype lrn.fm. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson. And I have breaking news, Mark.
What's the breaking news?
Just found breaking news. Apparently, the Senate has now, the House, voted to approve a bill, a $16.3 billion package to overhaul the Veterans Affairs. So apparently the House voted to approve a bill that would address the widespread problems with health care for veterans.
I think this. I would love to see more. I mean, generally, my opinion on legislation is they mess it up. So, you know, whatever.
Well, I have more if we want to talk about it.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Well, apparently, House and Senate negotiators unveiled a package to address the problems on Monday. The deal provides $10 billion for veterans to see private doctors if they live far away from VA facilities or have to wait for more than 2 weeks to get an appointment. The package would also provide $5 billion to hire additional medical staff to address crowding problems at VA facilities themselves, with $2 billion more devoted to opening new offices and expanding existing programs. The Department of Veterans Affairs is in the midst of an unprecedented crisis caused by corruption, mismanagement, and a lack of accountability across the board, said Florida Republican Jeff Miller, chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he said in a statement, "The VA is in need of reform, and I applaud my colleagues in the House for passing legislation to do just that." The vote was 420-5. The Senate is expected to approve the measure before leaving for the summer recess at the end of the week. On Tuesday, the Senate unanimously confirmed former Procter & Gamble executive Robert McDonald to lead the Veterans Affairs Department. So this
there
is
you go.
Breaking news. They're just spending more. I mean,
well, yeah, it's going to be more money. I sincerely hope it helps people. I mean, if anybody is owed by the government, as far as I'm concerned, it's combat veterans. Not to say that every one of these people is combat veterans, but even if you're injured just sort of in day-to-day life there, that's what you believe you're signing up for, and then you know, to get treated like they have, not cool. Let's go to Mark calling in from Colorado. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, about 3 weeks ago, you guys were talking about Citizens United, and it seemed to have been roundly dissed in the room. And I came to the conclusion that most people really don't seem to understand Citizens United. Of course, we know that what the left had to say about it largely wasn't true. The idea that it was about corporations becoming people because corporations...
Well, it's about corporations having speech, right?
Well, hold on a second. Sadly, we know that corporations have been people for a long time legally, so that couldn't have been it.
Persons.
And yeah. Right. Persons, right. Well, you know, Romney famously came out and said, corporations are people, too, and, you know, all this garbage.
Right.
I'm not for that. However, there was a good Cato podcast after the decision that pointed out that what it was really about was about speech being abridged by the government at all for arbitrary reasons. And arbitrary reasons in this case being because it's political speech. Well, is there something wrong with that? Of course there is. The idea that political speech is a special kind of speech that they can abridge is insane. And that's the reason it was struck down. Now,
so,
You know, I don't know. I didn't know anything about Citizens United. I got to say, I mean, I'm just coming into this conversation. I wasn't here when they were originally talking about Citizens United. So I just went to go find out a little bit about it as you're talking about it here. And the first thing that I see, I'm kind of disgusted by, which is that I go to the Citizens United website, and the first thing that comes up is, tell President Obama it's time to deploy our National Guard on the border. And that's...
Hold on. I'm not apologizing for the way the political speech was used. Okay.
Well, this is what's on their website right now.
I don't care about Citizens United in particular. The point is that the government is allowed through these scams to decide who can speak and who can't. And Citizens United would have done is it would have kept small organizations that are designed to collect money so that ads can be put out for the people who give money to them, that being you and me, small organizations, being not able to do it because there's too much gluttonous paperwork required, so you have to hire a whole staff of people to fill out the paperwork. That's what this political speech stuff is supposed to do. It's supposed to keep the rest of us from competing with the Bloombergs and all those crazies. So that's the reason why Citizens United was necessarily struck down.
Okay, so usually what Citizens United is used at on this show. Okay, I don't know. I haven't done the research into Citizens United. Mostly I don't care because a corporation is an organization as far as I'm concerned. However, corporations tend to get special dispensation from the government. You know, you have you can be a part of a corporation and not have responsibility for your actions in the same way a sole proprietor or partners would be or any other organization of people in business. So what you'll find is a lot of people on the left really get agitated about this. Now, I believe the ideas of liberty should be open to those on the right and on the left. I think that we should welcome people in. And so what I try to use is rhetoric in that circumstance to talk to people in a way that they can understand. Look, the problem isn't that the government made corporations people, because the government's going to do whatever it wants whenever it wants to do it every single time. That's what it's done since time began, since governments began 9,000 years ago or whatever. They did whatever they wanted to do because they're controlled by rich, powerful people. What you, the people on the left, need to stop doing is stop wishing that people in government would do the right thing and start working against them. Because people on the left really have this problem. It's huge for them, even worse than the people on the right. The people on the left are like, those dirty, rotten scoundrels in Washington, D.C., if we just badger them hard enough and get the right ones in there, they'll suddenly act right. And they've been wrong about this for 150 years. They're just wrong.
They're going to keep dumping money into politics, no matter how you make the rules, because they're going to get their lawyers together, and they're going to come up with ways to get around the rules. We keep seeing it. There's more and more money in politics all the time, no matter what rules they make. The big problem is little organizations like Cato, which is not, you know, they're not huge. They have
they're huge compared to Free Talk Live, I'll tell you that.
They have a remarkably large footprint for how big they actually are. The same thing goes for a local one called the Independence Institute here in Colorado. And what would happen if a small organization with like 12 people, like the Independence Organization or Independence Institute, had to follow these laws? They could do maybe, if they're lucky, one commercial a year on one topic from a free market standpoint, because they have to fill out so much paperwork, they probably couldn't even do it, in order to comply with the laws. And the idea is that all the people with all the money, your Bloombergs and your Soroses and all those people, they're going to find a way to get their word out no matter how you make the rules. The people
They're happy to spend millions or billions. They're happy to spend billions to get their message out as long as their competition has to spend the same billions because they've got the money to spend, their competition doesn't. I agree with you on that. I think that that's absolutely right. But
that kind of thing is not possible, like the Ron Paul one, for example. That kind of thing is not possible in a world where you screw down the legislation really tight to where you've got to do reams of paperwork first.
Thanks so much for the call, Mark. Appreciate it. You can give us a call, too, whatever topic you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The ProXPN call-in lines, or call us on Skype. Username lrn.fm.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath. Look for the green box at your favorite store.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
can give us a call at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's another live edition of Free Talk Live. This one with Mark.
And Johnson.
Ian, our main host, is off at the fair and doing outreach, as he is wont to do. And you can give us a call, talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. I want to tell you about Liberty stickers. I've got a sticker on my vehicle. It says, Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. And I got that sticker from libertystickers.com. Lots of different stickers over there. I got another one that says, the reason the wars won't stop is that they make a killing off of all that killing. The people that make the weapons make a killing off of all that killing. And I am proud of the stickers I get there. Now, lots of them, you don't have to get all the anti-war ones that I do, but that's where the direction I lean. It's right here on the front page. A copy of the Constitution's free. Freedom isn't. Lead, the other precious metal. The unifying message is liberty. The left is for war. If with big government, and the right is for big government, if with war. So there you go. Lots of different options at libertystickers.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's James in Paradise. James, what's on your mind?
Well, speaking of war, may Theodore Dutch Kirk rest in peace.
I'm not sure who that is. But I know that World War I started, I think it was the day before yesterday, 100 years ago.
Yes, and I should like to respond to something you talked about. I was trying to speak of World War II to you, and you insisted on that World War I and World War II cannot be spoken of independently of each other, as if I didn't know. It's often understood as one being just part two of the other one.
I think you know, but I think that other people listening don't know. I think you know,
okay,
but I think people listening don't necessarily know.
I know, but I called in. It's ironically the same thing. Dutch, when he let his cargo out of the bottom of the plane, actually believed on that day that the war was over, as he saw what he found out as the rest of the people on the plane, what they were dropping out of the Enola Gay was. They didn't know, actually. They knew they had a top-secret mission. They didn't know they were dropping a nuclear bomb that was going to cause a mushroom cloud. That was why they were told to fly away from the thing and don't look back. He actually thought they were going to quit that day. Unfortunately, the United States of America had to do it again 3 days later because the evil empire of Japan and the military madmen that declared total war on an entire segment of planet Earth, including the United States of America, they didn't. One wasn't enough to tell them, "Okay, we quit." We surrender.
Bureaucracies are slow. 3 days isn't a lot of time to make a decision. Plus, Japan had sued for peace in the past through Russia.
I know, sued. That's right. And by the way, at the same time, I brought up Victor Davis Hanson, by the way, a military historian, because 8 years ago I asked him on public radio, is that true that Truman dropped a nuclear bomb to scare Russia? And he not only dismissed that as a conspiracy theory, which has been peddled about since the day after the second bomb was dropped. Of course, it's not an original thought of yours or any others like a Seymour Hersh or a Howard Zinn or Pig.
I don't have a lot of original thoughts. I read stuff.
No, but the point is, at the same time that we were dropping atomic, not one but two, on Japan, you know that Stalin did what he promised to do on behalf of the Allies, and specifically the United States of America. He invaded Manchuria, and Japan paid dearly for it. But then Japan finally did quit, because they not only had two bombs dropped on them and two cities leveled in less than 4 days, they had a big problem on their hands called the Russian army on the mainland. But my point is, another thing I wanted to actually have a chance to respond to you, because you had like this almost 5-minute long rant in response to a call I had a couple weeks ago to you, uninterrupted, because of course your sidekick hates me. He's a minister, but he's full of a lot of hate. That's for sure. He hates me. Because
that,
I make excuses.
That hateful guy. He's such a hateful man.
Those bombs. But you make excuses like you did yesterday for the attack of a Pentagon, and you went on a long rant, by the way. And if that's not defending mass murder by making excuses for them being mad at us defending the Yemeni and Saudi government.
I'm not. You can defend any Yemenis you want to defend. I have no idea what us is.
I never would. I would never defend or make excuses for the people that attacked the Pentagon. I don't care what their excuses is. But the true thing is, it's because they take the Hadith deadly serious. Those sayings and commandments of Muhammad, who is not Allah's messenger and is a false prophet, they take those deadly seriously. And they thought they attacked the Pentagon not because we have propped up the Saudi Arabian government or defend their.
Why don't they attack? Kingdom. Why don't they attack Switzerland?
Oh, that's great. You mentioned the one and lowliest country on planet Earth, Switzerland, who's never done anything on behalf of anybody but themselves. The same country that I have almost as low opinion of the Swiss as I do of the Saudi Arabian royal family, by the way.
You've got a lot of opinions of a lot of countries, that's for sure.
In bed with the Nazis and did absolutely nothing when they knew that they were actually the bankers of a genocidal mass murdering regime called the Nazis. You know how many Nazis got away with war crimes and where were they stashed their loot? In Switzerland. Switzerland is... you guys are all rightfully against big corporations and big banks. That is a big corporation, big bank state. And I have nothing. Why don't they attack Switzerland? Why would they? Why should they? Switzerland, you're damn right. They've never done anything to the Yemenis or the Palestinians or anybody in the Middle East. You're damn right about that. They also have never done anything. They've never put their blood and treasure on the line for somebody for no gain other than what is right and true.
But that's a really important point, though, James.
No, it's not.
Listen, James. This is a really important point. Listen. The fact is that the Swiss are as Western and as, non-Islamic as any country out there, more so even perhaps in the United States, one could argue. However, the attackers didn't go after the Swiss. They went after the U.S. The people, I'm not done talking, the people that supported their, that are supporting their dictators and their kings. That's why the Saudis and these Yemenis attacked 9/11. Don't you agree that this is blowback?
Okay, just as little boy and fat man and little boy were blowback. I never hear you call those blowback. But, no, again, they were indoctrinated by a hate preacher named Osama bin Laden and crazies that said they're commanded to take out infidels. And guess who this
is? Osama bin Laden's very clear as to what he was about.
You don't need to repeat this. I don't agree with you at all. You're not even conceding the fact that they have been indoctrinated by hate preachers that
I am conceding that. Absolutely. They have hateful preachers out there, but their preachers are clear.
Not our intervention in the Middle East. Guess what?
Yes, it is. That's what those preachers talk about. Sure, they say bad things about our lifestyles, but they talk about the intervention in the Middle East. Oh, I didn't get rid of you. I don't know where you are.
This is a mass murder. That's what you're doing.
Yep, that's it. I'm causing mass murder. Thanks. 855-450-3733. Got the whole segment. I don't know what he complains about.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Mark with you.
And Johnson.
You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Check out ExpressCoin.com. It's the best place to buy bitcoins or cryptocurrencies of any sort. It's fast, it's easy, it's completely legal, and they've got great rates. As a matter of fact, if you use coupon code FTL, and you can get zero fees for purchases up to $40 at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you use money order, check, wire transfer, or you go to a local credit union and that has shared branching and get them there. You can get your bitcoins within a business day that way. It's ExpressCoin.com. You can go there and use your smartphone. Download the app at ExpressCoin.com and use your smartphone. It's available in Canada, too. ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to John, calling in from Nevada. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. I wanted to make a comment on what you were saying about the VA administration, where you said that, you know, if anybody was owed money, they are. You pointed out in the past that these are people who have volunteered to take the orders of liars and thieves.
I have been unable to rebut that statement, actually. I have never sort of genuinely said it myself. I kind of dodge it and dance around it. But people, veterans, have called in this show and said that soldiers are nothing but paid killers working for liars and thieves. And I can't rebut that statement.
And I would further point out that if we could say that the government owes people money, well, that's not a debt that can be discharged by taking money from other people. You're not owed, you can never be owed money that has to be stolen from someone else.
Well, I think that, now that we're digging down into it, the people that I believe owe these people money are the ones that have benefited. First, the politicians. Second, their lobbyists. And third, the paymasters behind it all. So I really think those are the people that owe – since those are the people the soldiers are ultimately working for, those are the people that owe them.
But that has nothing to do with the bill that passed in Congress today.
No.
Which is definitely going to put it on whoever they're able to take it from.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, but it's not a good scenario, though. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, most of these are people that, you know, they don't have any level of enlightenment around the ideas of liberty. They don't know, you know, they're just saying, hey, I signed up. I should get paid. I look at the terrible conditions. I depleted uranium, PTSD, and all these things that have gone on. I feel terrible for these people.
And it's not a great situation, but the only thing I can say to them is you're not owed money that has to be stolen from someone else. If you can find a way to take it out of the eyes of your congressman, well, I'm with you. But as far as taking it from other citizens, you don't have a right to that.
There you go. Appreciate the call, John. Your comments, too. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris, calling in from Connecticut, I believe. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the police state of Connecticut, actually. actually, let me just address the last caller by saying, actually, I think I have PTSD from seeing the amount of taxes pulled out of my payroll paycheck every pay cycle.
Why are you staying in Connecticut? It's a bit of a shock.
Yeah, it's like the most expensive place to live, except for maybe Hawaii and D.C. And I do plan on moving up your way as soon as possible. So I'm going to save up enough funds to get up there, buy some land, and, you know, join the movement.
Have you signed up for the Free State Project already?
I have not, and I should have. It's now.
Let's just go ahead and do that tonight, shall you? Shall
I know.
We?
I hear
just
you.
Just go to freestateproject.org,
okay. Right.
And you can sign
all right.
up.
I will go to freestateproject.org. As soon as I get off the phone, I'll fire up my laptop. I'll do it.
Nice.
All right. I guess I'll abbreviate this at this point. That guy Witt, man, or James, whatever you want to call him, he is clearly really obsessed with nuking the hell out of people, especially Japanese people, huh?
Well, at the very least, he wants us to agree with his position, yes.
I can't
imagine that I'm ever going to change my mind on this one.
I don't think he's real, you know, like last night's co-host always swears by, because there's the same guy calling in with multiple names, always trolling by the name of Witt or James or what have you, talking about nuking Japanese people back in the day. But as somebody who's definitely researched atomic weapons and, you know, I can run a math problem or two, I just think it's sick to wish that kind of death upon people for any reason. And Witt, though, he's clearly, like, he is witty. He's on point. He's well-researched. He's sober.
Not dumb. Yep.
I'll admit, I've definitely, it's the end of my work day. I've definitely indulged in the red wine. So I don't know what to think of that guy. He's got to be, like, you know, it's classic. Everybody's always saying they're paid government shills on the net, what have you. But I don't know. I think he takes the cake for it. He's definitely working hard.
I don't think he's a paid government shill. I think he's obsessive in many ways.
He could just be crazy obsessive.
I mean, you know, he's. I hesitate to use the term crazy because he can sort of string his thoughts together very, very well. I mean, he's not, you know, out of his mind. But I do wonder about
maniacal and death worshipping. Maybe okay. Maybe that's not crazy.
What if he really, really likes, really, really thinks his dad's great? And his dad, because he's mentioned his dad's position on Japan in the past. And so I just think dad's great. Dad had this position on Japan, so I'm going to hammer it home in order to, you know, lionize my father or whatever.
Hey, my grandfather was a World War II vet, and I bet if he was alive to this day, just from what I recall of him, he was kind of libertarian, didn't pull any permits for tree houses, what have you. You know, he knew what the government was about in his older age, you know?
Yeah. Hell, so, you know, we've had many vets call this show and say entirely disparaging things about the United States government and its wars and those sorts of things. That doesn't seem to matter. They're either right or wrong. Smedley Butler, the winner of two-time winner of the Medal of Honor, and probably would have been three.
I know all about that. If I could swing the subject, though, very quickly, as I was calling into my local AM again today, as I usually do, and try and promote my brand of truth, I came to the realization that basically all the talk shows around here are almost following your model of, it's up to the caller to talk about what they want to talk about. It's pretty impressive. It's like Free Talk Live all around. And I'm quite sure that's not, especially if you're Connecticut at this point. So good job, guys.
Well, I think it's more common in local programs because it's more difficult for them to get calls, so they're more likely to do it. Free Talk Live, I mean, we were nearly 2 hours without calls this evening, and sometimes it's that way.
I didn't want to call in because you guys were flowing, and sometimes I think that's just how it goes.
I think so, too. I think it can be that way. Chris, thanks for the call so much. Oops. Oh, well. Next time, buddy.
Maybe that's why they don't call in, Mark.
Yeah, because I just drop them on their heads. Let's go to Jim in Richmond. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just tuned in to hear the caller before that guy, and I hear the phrase, you're not entitled to tax money seized with a gun from someone else.
Yes.
And, he's speaking my language. But if anyone is entitled to federal money, it's a person who has rendered service to the federal government and has, some sort of condition as a result of that service. I mean, that's like saying that your local postal employee doesn't deserve money. Certainly,
I think that's still even, debatable. I mean, yes, if anyone is entitled to money by the government, it would be somebody who rendered service to the government, but it's still debatable because the government really doesn't have any money.
Yeah, they only have ours, and people either agree or disagree with it. And certainly, John's not incorrect that the government takes everything that it has. It takes with the threat of a gun, right?
Correct. Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, I'm not as radical as you guys, and most people are. I can't say that.
If you say that the government steals with a gun, you're as radical as I am.
Well, okay. If there's a person who has lived on welfare their whole life and they're tweeting a picture of their water bill.
Yep.
That they haven't paid in 5 years in Detroit, and they're like, you pay my water bill. That's a different thing than someone who has defended the borders and kept Islamic nutcases from chopping my children into pieces. And
I would agree that the government has a variety of different ways of creating, dependence, and, that's a better form of dependence. But my uncle was in the Air Force for 4 years, and he said it nearly ruined them for real work, and I've heard plenty of veterans say that.
There's a phrase here amongst New Hampshire movers, the difference between a minarchist and an anarchist is about 6 months.
Anarchist, please. Terrible word. Free Talk Live. Thanks, Jim. This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The final segment of Free Talk Live, and one of the, you know, I was just bemoaning having no calls in the first couple of hours, and then having a whole bunch of them. We had four calls on the line in the last segment, but bam, they all fall off. That's just the way it goes here in the talk radio land, and the sort of things you have to deal with doing this seven nights a week. And Free Talk Live is it's a radio program unlike every other radio program out there. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. And that's a huge service that Free Talk Live does. And if that was just the only service, it would be a big one. But we also, if you believe in the ideas of liberty, you don't have to believe in them as much as we do, but if you believe in the ideas of liberty, you will likely agree that there are few to know, depending on how you interpret the ideas of liberty, few to know hosts out there that are doing what we do. Well, the idea that we get on and we talk about human freedom in the sort of radical notion that you own you and that no one else does is something that is unheard of on talk radio. And if you want to support that, not support that we talk for it, talk about it, really more specifically, if you want more people to hear the message of liberty, then you should amp Free Talk Live. Because currently, your amp dollars will be doubled. We are getting matching dollars in from some generous contributors. And for every $5, an amplifier is $5, that's all we ask. For every $5, it's 15 people we reach with Google AdWords. 15 more people are reached, because it's about 33 cents with the words we use. These are people searching for talk radio and liberty-oriented talk and things like that. And that's, since that's doubled, you're talking about 30 people. For your $5 a month, that you get, you know, a bunch of perks. We offer the AMP only call in line, an AMP only podcast that has no commercials in it, and the AMP only forum on Facebook, and a variety of other perks. You get all those for $5 a month, and 30 more people every month will hear the message of liberty. And that's really powerful. We also use that to go to industry events so that we can get on more radio stations. We use that money to put us up on free-to-air satellites so that people around the world. Free Talk Live, we're not in it for the money. I know, yes, we do take paychecks. Absolutely. This is our job, but we're not here to get rich. We're here to spread the ideas of liberty as best we can. So, yep, that's why I think you should support the Amplifier program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and see if it's right for you. You know, we've had a lot of calls this hour, most of them talking about a variety of different things. But this whole topic of World War I, World War II that James brings up on a regular basis, I really feel that these two wars are intertwined. And one of the reasons I became convinced of this, Johnson, was because of the words of Harry Brown.
Right.
Do you have a little excerpt from a Harry Brown essay here?
I had it. There's an article by Harry Brown about World War II called The Ignorance of History is No Excuse. And unfortunately, Harry Brown's website currently is down, which, you know, unfortunately...
Oh, it crashed on you?
Well, no. I've got access to it, actually. You can get access to his articles because they're all text via the Google cache. So I have access to his article. And essentially, he's written a bunch of articles talking about World War II and specifically how entwined it was with World War I, and how, hey, you know, maybe if politicians had minded their own business in 1917 instead of plunging America into a war that didn't threaten us, an armistice would have occurred, and the existing governments in Russia and Germany most likely would have remained in power, meaning that there would be no Soviet Union, there would be no Hitler, and of course, you know, there are always people who think that they're do-gooders and they believe that they know what's best for the world and they claim that some simple little act of force will settle matters once and for all, and of course it never does.
I wouldn't say it never. I think that James has rightly pointed out that, you know, the United States' use of force in World War II, you know, essentially Japan stopped its imperialistic wishes and went on to be an incredible powerhouse as far as manufacturing and now, you know, the creation of technology and that kind of thing. It's an amazing place. They really changed their tune after World War II. They were just as imperialistic as, and even more so in many, many ways than the other.
But again, if you take into account, for example, if you think into account, you know, of domino effect here, if there's no Soviet Union, maybe we wouldn't have some of the stuff that's going on in the Middle East if
Russia's
government had remained in power.
Sure.
So, you know, there's domino effect.
Absolutely. I'm not going to, I'm certainly not going to argue the United States belonged in World War I. It was the largest mistake in U.S. history. As far as like a single decision goes, obviously, you know, the way that the U.S. dealt with Native Americans and that sort of thing, terrible situation. Lots of terrible things that happened in U.S. history. But as far as one decision, the decision to go into World War I was a bad one, a very bad one, and it had a lot of ramifications. And I think we have to look at it in whole as opposed to in part. Yes, the United States, you know, managed to crush the ambitions of, you know, Nazi Germany and imperialistic Japan, but it gave power to Joseph Stalin in the process.
Right.
Stalin became very empowered by the results of World War II and killed millions more people than Hitler did.
Well, I think Harry Brown makes some interesting arguments. I mean, he says, like, if the U.S. had stayed out of World War I, there probably never would have been a World War II.
No Hitler.
I mean, if the Allies hadn't imposed draconian peace terms on Germany in 1918, there probably would have been no Hitler to threaten anyone. Germany would have resumed its role as an intellectual and cultural center in Europe. American diplomats apparently learned their lesson and eased their demands somewhat at the end of World War II. The Allies forced the Germans to promise things that could never be delivered, and using force to exact promises from someone like Saddam Hussein creates about as much security as ordering your cat to guard your home. If the demands are unnatural, as expecting a country in the Middle East to disarm certainly is, you can expect a backlash. And he goes on to say there will always be thugs like Hitler, like Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein in the world, but those thugs aren't dangerous to us until we create real grievances that cause millions of people to start supporting the thugs with money, networking, and connections that will allow the thugs to threaten us. I mean, he goes on, and it's a very good article. I mean, he talks about, you know, people who are ignorant of history are doomed to repeat it.
Right. I think that most people in the world just don't spend that much time with rational thought. And so, therefore, they can be swayed by ideas like, yeah, the great Satan, they're terrible because of their, you know, the Coca-Cola and Britney Spears and whatever. And, yeah, absolutely, there are people in the Middle East, mullahs and whatever, these radical types that say these things. But when they also say what their list of grievances really is about is the United States being involved in their country's governance, you know, supporting kings in Saudi Arabia, supporting dictators in Yemen, around the Middle East. You know, that's what their grievance is. There's United States support for Israel. And, you know, Israel, it's a tough situation. If the United States, here's another if Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the bigoted SOB that he was, would have let the Jews come from Germany into the United States, how much better off would we be? Take a look at how advanced Israel is right now compared to the countries around it. Basically, it was brought to where it was in the course of a few decades because, you know, those Jews wanted it to be that way. Awesome. Excellent. Why didn't we let them here? And then they wouldn't have had to spend all that extra energy defending themselves, all the money that goes into that, and it would have been more brain power into more innovations and more wonderful things. But no, we're run by bigots, people defend bigots, and I'm supposed to somehow not call it bigotry when it's bigotry.
Well, the United States might be much better entertained and funnier. Look at, you know, like all the Jewish entertainers and Jewish folks in comedy. And
imagine if there's another Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, wouldn't that be awesome?
Or another, you know, like folks like Einstein and folks like, you know.
Well, Einstein came to the country, but you know, no doubt about it. I think that this is it's sad to see people defending, you know, violence in all these situations. I think it's difficult when I see Israel defending defending itself against the Palestinians. I see. Well, look, in this last episode against the Palestinians, there have been six times as many Palestinians killed in that situation as Israelis killed since, like, in decades. Well, that's a disproportionate outcome, and there's no doubt about that. Well, you can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Check us out on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, too. And amp the program at amp.freetalklive.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Yes, get the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force. Through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.